Morning, ladies and gentlemen. How are you doing this morning? Or I guess this afternoon. My name is Scott Brown. I'm the Senior Director of Corporate Communications for True North Sports and Entertainment and the Winnipeg Jets. And I'd like to welcome those listening live on Sports Radio 1290 right now. We brought you here today to make another significant announcement, a partnership announcement as it pertains to True North Sports and Entertainment, MTS Center, and the Winnipeg Jets. However, today's announcement is one that figures to impact Winnipeg Jet fans, no matter what part of the city, no matter what part of the province, the country, and actually no matter what part of the world in today's day and age that they call home. Today we are thrilled to announce a groundbreaking broadcast partnership for this city, one that will possibly make Winnipeg Jets games available to all Winnipeggers and Manitobans right there in their homes. Without further ado, I'd like to introduce the President and CEO of True North Sports and Entertainment, Mr. Jim Ludlow.
Thank you, Scott. I might as well remove this AHL towel here for a minute and get to my notes. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of True North Sports and Entertainment, it is a pleasure, of course, having you here with us today. Thanks to all of our friends in the media for coming again. We do appreciate your continued support, interest, and coverage of the many recent sports and business changes at True North we've announced over the past few months and are most likely to continue with in the coming weeks. Today is another special day for True North. Is it a day where we will welcome a leading new partner, a partner with whom we will be proudly associated with for many, many years to come. It was back on May 31st that True North Sports and Entertainment captured the imagination and passion of all Canadians when we confirmed our intention to purchase the Atlanta Thrashers and announced that the best hockey players in the world were once again going to come to Winnipeg with the return of the National Hockey League. Today, we're here to announce yet another new True North Winnipeg Jets partnership, this time with the best of brand in our country's broadcast spectrum, a partnership with Canada's sports leader, TSN, the sports network. TSN is owned by CTV Specialty Television, a joint venture between Bell Media, which is owned by BCE Inc., Canada's largest communications company, and ESPN. It is indeed one of the premier sports properties in the country. It is Canada's leading English language sports TV channel and most watched specialty network. It delivers more sports coverage in HD than any other network in Canada. It employs the best of the best when it comes to broadcast personalities, names such as Darren Drager, Bob McKenzie, James Duthie, headline their national coverage. And we are pleased that Bell Media is now committed, as you will hear, to bringing the same brand recognition in terms of personalities to Winnipeg, the Winnipeg Jets and Winnipeg Jets fans on a regular basis. Thanks to a new 10-year regional broadcast agreement between True North and Bell Media, Winnipeg Jets fans in Manitoba, Saskatchewan, Nunavut, the Northwest Territories, and Northwestern Ontario can look forward to over 60 regular season and preseason home and away games on the TSN Jets regional channel, all in high def. Carriage of TSN Jets has already been confirmed by Bell Media TV, launching with a preseason September 20th game against Columbus. With this deal now in place, combined with the NHL's national broadcast schedule, Winnipeg Jets fans will have the capacity to secure a seat to watch all 82 Jets games in our regional marketplace. True North, the MTS Center, the Winnipeg Jets, TSN, all access, all the time. Although some hockey fans weren't able to secure a seat in the sold-out MTS Center, thanks to the immense success of the drive to 13,000, this agreement now means that no one need miss a Jets home game, and that every fan will be able to obtain access to all of the Jets' away games in their own home. Hockey fans in Winnipeg and Manitoba have shown the rest of the NHL marketplaces what it means to be a real Canadian hockey fan through their overwhelming response to the drive to 13,000, which resulted in the sold-out MTS Center, the selling out of suites, and the high demand for corporate sponsorships, including the unprecedented demand for any merchandise with a Jets logo on it, and the soon-to-come unveiling of the new Winnipeg Jets jerseys. We are looking forward to watching the community rally around TSN Jets the same way they supported the hockey club and its ticket drive. Clearly, the next best thing to being at the MTS Center now is subscribing for, watching, and cheering on the Jets on TSN Jets from the many comforts of your own living room. It is also a new frontier in sports radio here in Winnipeg, and at the same time, this agreement with Bell Media also includes radio broadcast rights for Sports Radio 1290, Winnipeg's only all-sports radio station. As part of the Bell Media deal, Winnipeg Sports Radio 1290 has obtained exclusive radio broadcast rights to the Winnipeg Jets and will be the home to all 82 regular season Jets games and all preseason and Stanley Cup playoff games. He's right there in the middle at the back. Turning, you'll see Kevin Cheveldayoff. Sports Radio 1290 AM will offer, among other things, regular weekly programming, pre- and post-game shows, GM and coaches shows. Claude Noel should be here somewhere, too. And extensive community programming, as well as the exclusive play-by-play coverage of your Winnipeg Jets. This is a revolutionary broadcast agreement for True North Sports and Entertainment and our fans in the city of Winnipeg and the province of Manitoba. These two elements of Jets broadcast coverage go hand in hand and will lay the foundation for a prosperous partnership for the next decade. As a consolidation of TV and radio assets focus on a single sports property in a defined region, it provides for a significant synergy on multiple platforms at the local, regional, and national level in the areas of both television and radio for advertising, brand development, and team exposure. As a result of the combination of these resources offered by TSN and Sports Radio 1290, Winnipeg Jets fans will be offered the most extensive, most in-depth coverage possible in both mediums. So we are proud at True North Sports and Entertainment, the Winnipeg Jets, to welcome Bell Media, CTV, TSN, and Sports Radio 1290 to the True North family. And now to say a few words on behalf of our new partner, I'd like to introduce now a good friend and president of TSN, Mr. Stuart Johnson. Stuart?
Thank you, Jim. Let me just start by saying how absolutely thrilled we are to be here today, not just to announce this broadcast deal, but because it's absolutely fantastic to have hockey back in Winnipeg. Throughout the campaign to bring hockey to the city, one thing really stood out. The Winnipeg Jets clearly have some of the most passionate fans in the NHL already. Now, our TSN crews have been to Winnipeg a few times over the course of the summer, and boy, have they reported back on the buzz around the city. You can feel the excitement and the anticipation for the Jets to hit the ice, and we can't wait. We couldn't be happier for all of the Jets fans, and we really cannot wait for the puck to drop. I do want to take this opportunity to extend a sincere thank you to the True North Ownership Group, David Thompson and Mark Chipman, and certainly the front office staff led by Jim, who indeed has become a good friend over the course of this process. They have a few things on their plate, and they have taken this process calmly and thoughtfully, and it's been a wonderful negotiation with them, and certainly we couldn't be happier to start a long tenure relationship. All right, so let's get to it. Jim alluded to it. We are excited to be here to finally confirm, perhaps not announce, this partnership making TSN and Sports Radio 1290 the home of the Winnipeg Jets. So beginning this year, TSN will broadcast more than 60 regional, regular season, and preseason games to fans on a new specialty channel called TSN Jets. Now, this is a standalone channel which fires up on game days with pre- and post-game coverage and obviously our incredible game content. It launches September 20th with the first preseason game. TSN Jets will deliver the same industry-leading coverage that you've come to expect from TSN with our national NHL on TSN broadcasts. TSN Jets will be available exclusively to Jets fans in the region that Jim outlined. This is a very exciting time, and as Jim said, we're looking forward to having Jets fans and community partners embrace our coverage. We are currently in discussion with television service providers in the region with the hope of ensuring the broadest possible distribution of these Jets games. As of right now, carriage of TSN Jets has already been confirmed by Bell TV, launching on our launch date of September 20th. Now, we are looking forward to securing agreements with all other television service providers in coming weeks. As for radio, Sports Radio 1290 launched last year and quickly emerged as one of the definitive sources for sports in Winnipeg. I'd like to say that we were all forward-thinking and unbelievable planners, but sometimes you have to be lucky to be good. And the announcement of the Jets certainly fit right into the time frame of the launch of our radio station, and it doesn't hurt that the Bombers are off to an incredible start either. So it's fitting. Sports Radio 1290 is now the exclusive radio home for all 82 regular season Jets games and, as mentioned, playoff and Stanley Cup coverage. As part of the Bell Media family, TSN and Sports Radio 1290 will be able to leverage resources and give fans the most coverage with in-depth analysis and opinions from the best experts in hockey. I believe Hustler and Gary are here, joined us today, and I know they're both excited to be part of this, and will continue to and will continue bringing fans all the latest Jets news. Program Director Chris Brooks is here, and Mark Mayhew is also here, so I'm sure they're available to answer any questions once we finish up. As for TSN, we are judged primarily by what you see on the screen, and we pride ourselves on the production values we put into our broadcasts, and certainly the faces that you see each and every night are a key part of that. Our Senior Vice President of Production, Mark Millier, and our Vice President of Live Events, Paul Graham, who's here today, have put together what we humbly believe is the best hockey broadcast team in sports. And we are delighted to add to that team today. We are extremely happy to announce that Dennis Bayak will be calling all regular season games for TSN Jets, along with calling 26 games for Sports Radio 1290. Dennis, who hails from Manitoba, has spent the past 16 years as a respected NHL broadcaster, and most recently was the radio play-by-play commentator for the Toronto Maple Leafs. Brian Munns will also be a part of the broadcast team, calling 56 Jets games for Sports Radio 1290. I'm sure you're all very familiar with Brian. As the former voice of the Manitoba Moose, Brian has an extensive sports broadcasting background that includes working with the Edmonton Oilers radio broadcasts and doing play-by-play in the WHL and Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League. Now, the color analyst for the TSN Jets broadcast will be shared by former NHL players Brian Engblom and Mike Johnson. Brian is Stanley Cup winner and member of Manitoba's Sports Hall of Fame. The Winnipeg native joined the broadcasting world in 1993 and has worked with several top broadcasters in North America. Mike Johnson is one of Canada's rising young NHL broadcasters. After playing for more than 650 games in the NHL, he has been working on hockey broadcasts on TSN for the past 3 years, including acting as the lead analyst for TSN's coverage of the IIHF World Championship. And we'd also like to welcome Shane Knighty, fresh off Stanley Cup wins, Stanley Cup days just a couple of weeks ago, 550 NHL games, and Shane will be providing color analysis on our radio broadcasts. So congratulations to all of you. We are looking forward to these broadcasts as we move forward. I want to wrap by saying how important it is for TSN to be connected with this community. And as such, we are officially opening a permanent Winnipeg bureau. Sarah Lesky, who many of you know, returns home and will report extensively on all sports news coming out of the region. Of course, you can expect big emphasis on the Jets and Blue Bomber news. Thank you very much. Thank you for your time. I can't tell you how excited we are, and we're looking forward to a bigger and better. Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will take a few questions from the floor. So if you want to just raise your hand, because we're broadcasting live on 1290, we want to make sure we use the microphone so the listeners at home can hear your questions. So we'll start with Gary Lawless from the Winnipeg Free Press on 1290.
Hi, I'm Gary Lawless from the Free Press and Sports Radio 1290. Stuart, a 10-year deal for both radio and TV. I would imagine that this is a major investment for Bell Media and TSN. This is a small market, a lot of people will argue. Why is such a major push for TSN to be such a major partner in what some would call a small market?
Thanks, Gary. It didn't take a rocket scientist to see what was going on in this community. From the build towards the team finally being announced on May 31st, and then certainly the excitement and passion we've seen since then. Yes, it is a small market when you compare it to some of the other markets in Canada and around the NHL. But we truly believe that the support in this community, not just in Winnipeg, but in Manitoba and the remainder of the region, is immense. And when discussions began with Jim and the group, We were thrilled. We jumped on board. There was no hesitation whatsoever. We think this is a fantastic opportunity.
Great, thanks. One more, please, for Dennis Beck. Dennis, you've been associated with the Toronto Maple Leafs for quite a while, and so the radio voice of one of the flagship franchises of the NHL. Why make a move to Winnipeg? It's an interesting move for sure.
Well, it was. It goes back to I was in Winnipeg before the long weekend in May and talked to some people, and then everybody's referred to May 31st. I watched the events unfold that day on TSN, and as a born and raised Manitoban, I got rather excited and started to pursue it. There's some things happening in Toronto with regards to radio rights that may have played a small part. But to be honest, as the summer progressed, the opportunity for a Manitoba guy to come home and be part of this really took over. It consumed me, and it was something that I went after hard, and I'm just thrilled to be here, very thrilled. I had a lot to do with what happened this summer with Paul Graham, who I thank very much for the first phone call he made, and away we went from there. So very much thrilled to be here and looking forward to the opportunity.
Anyone else? Any questions? Oh, right across here.
Michael Remus with IllegalCurve.com on Sports Radio 1290. I have a question for Dennis Bayak. You've been calling Toronto Maple Leaf games since 1998. Now you're coming home to Manitoba. Where will the first game rank on your all-time game call list?
Boy, this will be very special, going all the way back to junior days. I've had some games that I certainly remember very well, Memorial Cup finals and those sorts of things, but this will be right up there simply because of the excitement that there is in this province for this team coming back here. I mentioned I was here visiting relatives, and if half my relatives and friends listen and watch, the ratings will be outstanding. So I can guarantee you that, but this will be right up there simply because of the excitement that there is in this city. As I was here on the May long weekend and watched the people going out to play street hockey at Portage in Maine, you realize very quickly what this was going to mean to this city, what this was going to mean to this market. And for somebody that grew up knowing a lot about the Winnipeg market and a lot about the Winnipeg Jets, this will rank right up there, especially. It'd be different if the team had been here the entire time, but the fact that it's so special for it to be back here and to be part of that, it'll rank right up there as one of the greatest memories of my broadcasting career, which goes back a ways.
Andrew Patterson for Sports Radio 1290. Questions for Brian Munns. Brian, you've achieved your lifelong dream of doing play-by-play in the National Hockey League. Talk to us about how you're feeling today with this news.
Well, first of all, sorry for all the guys that have been asking questions for the last 2 weeks and haven't been able to answer them. It's a dream come true. You know, it is, from starting quickly in the BC Junior League for 1 year to spending a number of years in Saskatchewan and then the last 5 years with the Moose here. This is the day that I think when I came to Winnipeg out of Edmonton, you had hoped would come at one point, and it has. So I don't know how to explain it, to be perfectly honest with you. I don't know if it's all sunk in yet. I think it's kind of starting to sink in. But to have, I think, a lot of familiar faces that have been with the Moose for the last 5 years that'll make the transition here to the NHL is pretty cool. Like, away from, I think, the hockey aspect, but just the people side of it, too.
For Shane Ken Weeb, Winnipeg Sun, how tough was the decision to hang up the blades and step into the booth?
Yeah, I guess when you're faced with kind of what I have been recently and the opportunity to rise to step into this position made it a lot easier. Having won the Stanley Cup made it a lot easier. It's something that as an athlete you never really look at, and all of a sudden it's there. And I could not be more pleased. I'm very happy with the decision to call an end to the playing career and look forward to what's ahead of me, and you know, I want to approach it the same way. I'm enthusiastic and want to work hard and do the best I can. And there's nothing but pure excitement right now for me. You know, the offers as you get older, kind of weren't there. But now I expect them to really flood in with the local men's league. So it's coming.
All right. I think that's about it for the questions and answers. All of the individuals here at the front will be available for one-on-ones. We ask that you just give us some time to clear some of the chairs out of the way here. For the cameras that are here, we will have a bit of a photo opportunity before we get to the one-on-ones just over here in front of the backdrop. So thank you very much for coming, everybody. There is some food served at the back, so please feel free to indulge yourselves. And again, we look forward to what's right around the corner with rookie camp and main training camp coming up in early September. Day's almost here, everybody, so enjoy yourselves. Thank you.